lips because that's got some Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
Now, Paul, you and I are kind of relatively only back from holidays.
Uh-huh.
I was in Rome last month. You were in Tenerife as well. Do you ever notice when you're away that some of your favourite foods and favourite brands have a different name in a different country?
I love it. It tickles me pink all the time when I see a different name. I'm like, haha, get a girly giggle.
I'm glad that you've said that because shall we play a little game?
Oh, I love a game.
So I want to tell you the name of a brand that you'll find elsewhere in the world and you have to tell me what we know it as here in Ireland.
Okay.
Now, you are quite well-cultured and well-travelled as well, so you might fare well in this.
That's a far stretch, but we'll go with it. Thanks for that. You called me old an hour ago.
I was just trying to give you back the compliment to make back from that. I'll start you off nice and easy, though, and you as well can play along too. If you were in Primark, where would that be in Ireland?
Ah, come on.
I said easy.
I'm going pennies, hon.
Absolutely right. Too easy, we may say. Second one, right? So if you opened a bag of Lay's in the US,
yes,
what would the equivalent be in Ireland or the UK?
Am I right in saying Walkers?
You're right.
I am.
Absolutely.
But then I always thought that just Lay's were a different style of Walker. Like, I just thought Walkers and Lay's were two, like, sisters, not, like, completely different people.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I always thought that Lay's were a separate entity. Separate business. Next one. If you spotted Axe, A-X-E, on a supermarket shelf, what would it be called here?
Axe.
Oh
my goodness, B&Q? I don't know.
No, it's not a shop. You find it on a supermarket shelf. It's not a food. It's something you put on yourself.
Axe. Mm-hmm. I have not got a breeze. Is it like moisturizer?
You're kind of along the realms of it.
Is it like Nivea?
It's like a self-care product.
Nivea.
It's not. It's Lynx.
Lynx. Oh my
is
goodness.
Axe abroad. Axe. Yeah. Do you wear Lynx?
What am I, a 17-year-old boy?
Lynx. Like, it gets a lot of stick.
Fairness,
it actually smells unreal.
They do have some gorgeous body sprays. I'm not going to lie. Especially there's a new one out as well called Cherry Something and it's beautiful.
So you have 2 out of 3. Let's see how you get on with this one. If you visited Hungry Jack's in Australia, which fast food brand would you actually be eating?
Eddie Rockets.
No, Burger King.
Hungry Jack's.
Hungry Jack's equals Burger King.
And they're the same, all the same foods?
That's what it's called in Australia.
That's strange.
Next one. If you saw Cameo in an Italian supermarket, what familiar brand would it be here?
Haven't. Give me a clue.
Cameo. If it's in a supermarket.
Yeah.
In Italy.
Yeah.
It is a food. It's an Italian food.
Pasta. Domio.
It's not.
What is it?
It is Dr. Oetker.
No, I wouldn't know.
Pizza.
Cameo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the pizzas and all that.
Go on, I'll give you one more now, can redeem yourself. If you opened a Three Musketeers bar in the US, what would it be called here?
Three Musketeers. Like a chocolatey bar?
Chocolatey bar, yeah.
Three Musketeers.
Chocolate bar.
Snickers. No, because they have Snickers there, actually.
Not.
What is it?
Milky Way.
Oh.
Milky Way over in America is known as a Three Musketeers bar.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
You learn something new every day, don't you?
I think I might task you. I'm going to find out some of my own and I'm going to task you a little bit.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's do it in a few.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
It's Wednesday afternoon. Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder with you. And we were talking about some of the brands in different countries, be it food, be it, you know, beauty products, whatever, that have different names for us here in Ireland. I kind of give you a little quiz.
Uh-huh.
Of which you didn't do terribly. You got 2 out of 6 correct.
Okay.
So
that's great.
All right. It's nearly 50%.
Well, thanks, ma'am. Well, listen. Whilst we were listening to our Good Time Anthems here on 98FM, I decided to create my own quiz for you, my friend.
Should have been expecting it.
And just like you with your Primark pennies, I'm going to start off with a bit of an easy one.
All right.
If I were to be shopping in TJ Maxx, where would I be shopping?
You're shopping in TK Maxx here.
100% yes. I am. Yes, I am.
I need to get my little Bing button as well.
Yeah, because I want...
For all the right answers I'm going
to
give you.
Oh, of course. She wants to do it for herself so that she can actually ding herself.
Wait.
Go on.
Yay!
Oh, there she is, queen of the world, Leanne
Hanifin. It's probably the only one that I'll get.
If you're eating a Dove chocolate bar in the US, what would it be in Ireland? A Dove chocolate bar.
So I'm going to go down the thought process of a dove being a bird.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say it's a penguin bar.
No. You're wrong. I'm delighted because she had her finger on the button to do the ding ding.
I got one.
Now, you spoke to me about Three Musketeers and being a Milky Way bar here, mm-hmm. right? But if you were to open a Milky Way bar in the US, what would it be here?
A Milky Way bar. Okay, thought process for this is that the Milky Way is in a galaxy. So I'm going to say a galaxy bar.
Wrong!
Sorry.
It's a Mars bar.
A Mars bar? So yeah. What was the previous one?
A galaxy.
Oh,
if you were by a Dove, you'd have a galaxy. And then a Milky Way is a Mars bar here. If you enjoyed an Ola or Frigo ice cream, what brand would it be here?
An Ola or a Frigo?
Yeah. This is quite an obvious, easy one. What
Ola,
brand?
Frigo.
No, it's the brand, not the ice cream themselves.
Gotcha, right. Okay, so I'm going to say that it... why is it an ice cream brand? Nestle? No.
No, you're wrong. Sorry, you're wrong. HB ice cream.
Oh, HB.
If you were in Canada and somebody handed you a PFK, what would it be known as here?
A PFK?
Mm-hmm.
And can you whittle this down now?
Think of it as a food chain.
PFK.
Yeah.
So I'm eating a PFK.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be eating...
go on.
An Eddie Rockets.
This was kind of relatively easy.
A PFK, hang on now. Does it stand for something?
I'm not too sure, but I just know that it's three letters.
PFK. A KFC.
Yay!
Yes!
Now, okay, you gave me the wrong first answer, so it kind of is only 1.5.
Okay, 1.5 I'll take.
I'm currently winning.
Thanks. I've won more, don't I?
In Germany... Oh, right. Choco Krispies are popular. What are they better known as here?
Cocoa Pops.
God damn it!
Yes! So I get 2.5 points?
Yes, you get 2.5 points. So you beat me by a point, by half a point.
I feel like I've learned a lot now. Maybe I'm not as well travelled as I thought I was as well.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.